We grow when we give.
We grow when we give.
We grow when we give.
Nosotros crecemos cuando damos.
We grow when we give.
Давайте и дастся вам.
与える時成長する.
We grow when we give.
Welcome to ROG, Return on Generosity. I'm your host, Shannon Cassidy. This podcast celebrates generosity at work, not financial giving. Giving valuable time, mutual respect, alternative perspectives, and genuine collaboration. Welcome to ROG, Generous Leadership Coaching Tip. I'm your host, Shannon Cassidy. We're still making our way through the 5-degree principle, how small changes lead to big results. And we are focused this week on chapter 6, look for blind spots. And I just want to mention that I checked myself on this to see if using the term blind spots is ableist language. And I saw a variety of opinions on this, the majority of which said no, because it's like a scotoma or like when you're driving and that there is a part of the visibility that you can't see that is called a blind spot. So we're going to use it that way. But I do think as generous leaders, it's important for us to check our language and to make sure that we're not using ableist language or language that is not inclusive. So when we're talking about this kind of a blind spot, which is the thing about ourselves that we can't see, a model that people often refer to is called Yahari window. Yahari window is a 2/2 model, like a lot of good models are. And on the top left, what you have is what you know about yourself and what other people know about you. So they call that open or the arena. And then there is the bottom left, which is the part that you know about yourself that other people don't know about you, and that's hidden or private. So those are the things that we think about, or our fears, our ambitions, our insecurities, a whole host of things are hidden or private. And then the top right of this Yahari window are the things that other people know about us that we don't know about. And that is called the blind spot. The bottom right, by the way, is what we don't know and other people don't know. And it's called unknown, which is something I think that makes life interesting because there's always something to learn. But this top right box, this thing that people see about us or know about us that we don't know about ourselves, is unsettling. And for generous leaders, we need to spend some time figuring out what that is and then assess and evaluate what we want to do about that. So one of the ways that we could self-assess is to just ask ourselves some good questions like, what is a bad habit that you relish? So maybe you're somebody who checks your email constantly, or you're always on social media, or you're constantly distracted and looking at other things. Or maybe you assume negative intent. You're kind of skeptical. And when things happen, you assume that something else is going on behind the scenes and that you're somehow being manipulated. Or maybe you have a bad habit of interrupting people. You're just very impulsive and you have something you want to say and you say it right now and you don't really think about how that's making other people feel. So just ask yourself, what bad habit do you relish? And then you know you do it, but you kind of excuse yourself. And then what are some chronic complaints you have? This is also an attribute to our blind spots, because sometimes we're so chronically obsessed with how little time we have, or how little money we have, or how much opportunity other people have and how unfair that is. Or maybe we're concerned about how hard other people work and we think that we're carrying all the load and we don't feel appreciated. So if you have an axe to grind like that, that's absolutely going to be affecting your behavior and your attitude and your snarky comments, or maybe even your passive aggression. And those are blind spots. That is something that other people are noticing. You think you're pulling it off, but you're probably not. And then what bad habits do you notice in other people? And then how guilty are you of doing those things? So pay attention to the things that irritate you about other people, and then just very humbly self-assess how often you do those very things. Are you tardy? Do you chew loudly? Are you self-centered? Are you entitled, etc.? So blind spots are a tough one because, you know, it's kind of like the Henry Ford, that whatever you believe to be true either is true or your belief makes it true. It's kind of like whatever you see
either is what is, or it's what you think is what is. And actually, there's a great quote in here by Anais Nin, who she says that we don't see things as they are, we see them as we are. So if we're seeing things in our life as we are and not as they are, this is a big opportunity for us to take a deeper look inside, do some self-assessment, and ask ourselves the questions. What might I not be seeing about myself that could prevent me or even just reduce the likelihood that I'm going to be a generous leader? And how can I change it? One step at a time. 5-degree principle, one step at a time, and every step counts. Stay generous, everyone.
Thanks for listening to ROG, Return on Generosity Podcast. Please help us grow by subscribing and reviewing us on your favorite podcast player. And for more information, visit bridgebetween.com. We grow when we give.
우리는 나누면서 성숙합니다.
We grow when we give.
On rayonne quand on donne.
We grow when we give.